You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The National Open Youth Orchestra, or NOYO, is an orchestra where disabled and non-disabled 11 to 25-year-olds rehearse and perform together. It blends acoustic, electronic and accessible instruments, and there are five regional ensembles which play contemporary classical music. We're joined by Beatrice Hubble, the NOYO Programme Manager, NOYO Seaboard Rise player Ben Evans, who is visually impaired and autistic, and his mum Claire to learn more. But before that, let's listen to a clip of Ben playing. Hi B, Ben and Claire, thanks so much for joining us. So can you give us an overview of NOYO?
We have centres for activity currently in Bournemouth, Bristol, Cardiff, London and Birmingham. We currently have 40 members, musicians across all of those different centres, and we are working at the moment towards our concerts, which will start from the 21st of April, our first one at Milton Court in London, where all of those musicians will come together to perform six pieces of music, which is going to be very, very exciting. And we've got concerts in all of our centres apart from Cardiff. Next year, the National Open Youth Orchestra will run on a slightly different model. So the regional ensembles will work all together in their separate locations, and musicians can apply to be part of the National Open Youth Orchestra ensemble, which will be the one that plays concerts nationally. But all of the centres will rehearse and do concerts in their own locations.
Having non-disabled and disabled musicians playing together is a key feature of this orchestra. Why was that important to NOYO and the way it works?
It could be very easy for NOYO to say we are just an ensemble for disabled musicians, but actually there's a real power in us working with disabled and non-disabled musicians. It brings together young people with skill sets and life experiences from an incredibly diverse range across the board, and it means that we can bring together instruments that are traditional to an orchestral setting and non-traditional to an orchestral setting, like the Seaboard Rise that Ben Evans plays in the Bristol Ensemble, and the clarion that lots of our musicians play across the country. And there's something amazing about seeing those traditional instruments and perhaps non-disabled young people who have come through a very traditional model of lesson learning and grade structure to work with musicians who perhaps have not had access to structured musical encounters and certainly not graded systems, and have not been able to interact with the traditional instruments that you'd expect in a national youth orchestra. And the way that we learn and see those young people and these instruments work together is creating something wholly new and exciting, and that just brings a level of diversity and complexity and depth to the work and the music that we do, which is just amazing.
And Ben, can you tell us about your instrument, the Seaboard Rise?
My Seaboard Rise has 49 soft keys, which are all black. I can bend the notes and make slides. I can change the instrument sounds for the different music we play.
He started off actually playing the vibraphone. Then each year you get a different mix of people. So he moved from the vibraphone on to playing the Seaboard Rise, and you can make wild and wonderful noises.
And what's your musical background?
I've been making music since 2 years old on drum kit and piano.
He's always been playing music ever since he was a baby. Still plays the drums, pianos, keyboards. We've tried brass instruments, trumpets, trombones, things like that. Within the orchestra, The sounds usually, he sort of plays either a flute or choral voices sometimes to add depth to the music. Depends on what's needed. Each piece of music has something different.
How does Noyo make the rehearsal and performance process more accessible than typical youth orchestras?
Youth orchestras typically ask for grades, and Ben hasn't done grades. We can now read the music, if it's up to the right font size for him, can follow the music. But he tends to either read the music plus have MP3 recordings, so he can listen to the music, learn how it's meant to, you know, sound, and then with the prompts from the actual written music, you know, you can work out both ways. In that way, it makes it far more accessible. Quite a few of the ensemble and the larger orchestra, there are people with different sight difficulties. For Ben, he uses his long cane to navigate round. We have somebody who works with him on the build-up to the concerts, so that somebody sits beside him that can turn the pages, and depending where you're placed and positioned, you might not see all the conductor's movements. So he has somebody who supports and prompts where necessary through the concerts. Gets rid of that fear that, you know, I can't see what's happening, or my vision's not good enough, and you might miss the nuances that are there that typically sighted people just pick up on easily. Also, Ben hasn't just got a visual impairment, so he has somebody who walks on with him, makes sure that he's the last person to get on the stage so that he doesn't have to sit around too long waiting, and everybody else is sat, so he's not going to trip over things, he can be manoeuvred around easily. So everything's, we've talked through it all beforehand, so it makes life a lot easier. So when he's finally there, ready to go, he's less anxious and going to enjoy the whole experience. Everybody who comes in as part of the ensemble, they all bring their different personalities. Ben's very chatty, asks lots of questions, and within a normal orchestra environment, it's not the normally perceived way of sitting and listening, and you know, conductor tells you what to do and off you go. The ensembles are far more collaborative and creative. They allow the musicians to add something to the music. So if they have a good idea about how it could be played, or a sound that might sound better, they have that ability to be part of the creative process. It's not just down to the leader who's there saying, this is what we've been given, this is what we play. It's much more collaborative. It gives everybody, no matter whether it's you have a sight issue or physical disabilities or whatever it is, it gives them the space to be creative and to show their musical tastes and ideas, and it brings it out, and it's really wonderful in that respect. I mean, you still got to do the legwork back at home and, you know, do your rehearsing and everything, but the ensemble experience when you're doing your rehearsals is great, and they're very, very supportive. And so long as you you're able to tell your leaders that the ensemble's what you need to help you achieve, then they'll listen and help you the best they can, which is fantastic, really.
Are there any other highlights of being part of Noyo for you and Ben?
The concerts have just been fantastic. I mean, to see, not just for Ben, but the other musicians, the pride and the excitement of being part of something and delivering it to an audience who are really appreciative. It's just amazing.
Why would you encourage people to audition?
If you love to play music like me, then you can audition for Noyo. Don't let disability stop you.
The audition process, they're not going to say, you know, how many grades have you got, and oh, sorry, you can't join. It's what can you do, show us why you're passionate about wanting to join, just show them the love of the music, what it means to you.
And B, can you tell us a bit about the audition process?
Our audition application period is open from today, the 23rd of February, to the 24th of March. And really, we are so open about the auditions. We ask people to play two pieces of music, and they can be from any genre, any style, anything that they like and that they just want to share with us. We make sure that things are as planned in advance as possible, so we know about people's access needs, and we can facilitate for those. If we know people are going to feel anxious, they can bring parents in if they want to. it's as relaxed as we can make a situation that, you know, an audition is never a perfect set of circumstances and people will feel nervous. We always strive in the room to make things as relaxed as possible. Either myself or the artistic director, Doug, are in the room along with music leaders from the different centres to support. So there's usually two people in the room to run the audition, and we always make sure there's time to chat to the musician about what is it about music that makes them excited, why do they want to join NoYo, what is it about the instrument they play that they love, what are they hoping to get from the experience, so we can build that picture of the musician, not just about their playing but about their goals and hopes are for the audition and for the ensemble if successful in gaining a place. We also take some time to play some musical games with people, and these are very relaxed and they're all about just sort of seeing where someone is at with their ensemble skills, because there's that difference between someone as a player as an individual and someone as a player in ensemble, and we like to just explore where people are at with that, perhaps a bit of improvising if the young person is comfortable with that, or playing along with some chords or a very, very simple melody that we teach them kind of on the spot. So it's varied and relaxed to suit the different young people who come into the space, and we always try and make those auditions as carefully curated and, you know, bespoke experience for the people that come into them as is possible. And they're always just really fun, actually. We're just, you know, that's so many times I've come out of the audition room and thought to myself, I am so lucky to have just had an incredible day of concerts from brilliant people coming to perform for us. And it's just, it's always so difficult to come to our final decisions, but we always enjoy meeting people.
After the audition process, how often do rehearsals happen?
When you apply for the National Open Youth Orchestra regional centres, you can apply to whichever centre makes most geographical sense for you. That's a decision for applicants and also for us to kind of try and balance with who is in each regional ensemble, because we want to make sure we've got a good spread of instruments. We have melody lines, middle lines and bass lines in each centre. For the regional ensembles, we have tended to do 10 rehearsals across the year, with the final one culminating in a short sharing performance. And for the national ensemble, we will have 3 in-person rehearsals at different places across the country, and then a set of 5 online rehearsals before our concerts. And we make sure that the dates go out as early as possible in advance so people can plan their journeys. And we're very supportive with helping people with logistics, getting to places, providing documents to make sure people know where to park and what the building entrances look like. So the National Open Youth Orchestra Ensemble also has a 4-day long residential, which we hold currently at Trelaw's School, which happens over the East holiday period for 4 days, and is loads of fun, and the musicians look forward to that so much, and it's a great opportunity for us to come together, rehearse the whole ensemble, and to be ready for our concerts, which usually happen in the next couple of weeks following that. We also hold social events, and these are always hotly anticipated by the young people. Find concerts for people to go to as a group, and perhaps host a meal in one of our regional centres, or go to a restaurant and enjoy spending time together. And these are a really good opportunity as well for our pastoral support officer to be in touch with musicians and families and be checking in that everything is working as it should for them in the ensemble, and if there's anything we need to adjust and improve for them for their experience.
And where can people get in touch with NoYo and find out more about your concerts and the application for auditions?
Go to www.noyo.org.uk, where you can see the website that shows you a lot about the orchestra, and you can meet the orchestra, and you can click the apply button, which is along the top bar on that page. You can also apply via links on our social media pages, and you can be in touch with any of the team, and our email addresses are on the website as well if you need any support with your application. You can apply using video that you send in via WhatsApp if you like to one of our staff phones. You can also send videos via email. If you need any support at all with the application process, then you just let us know.
Well, thank you so much, Beatrice Hubble and Ben and Claire Evans, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about the National Open Youth Orchestra.